nothing all day. Sit and read a book at a cafe. Take a nap in the afternoon. I don't want to work, so I'm staying at home. Please don't talk to me, I want to be alone. Shut off my cell phone and drink wine. I'm doing anything I want. Need a mental health day. I'll stay in my house. I'll watch some TV while I'm laying around. I'm taking it slow. I need to relax. I need a whole day lying flat on my back. A mental health day. My brain is so tired. I am not going in. I hope I don't get fired. A mental health.
This is a bill in the just passed in the Oregon legislature. Mm-hmm. Now, Oregon's, let's be honest here, Oregon's kind of a state, okay? It just is. They've got real issues. When the mayor of Portland, I don't want to get too far all over the place here, but when a couple of officers in New York City have huge buckets of water dumped on them, they don't respond. They could have made an arrest very easily. And the jackals that do this are just laughing and being completely disrespectful. In Portland, the mayor there, when Antifa's out there beating people with metal rods and whatever, hiding, you know, behind a mask, the mayor of Portland tells the police there to stand down. It's almost like you don't share our political views, we'll make you pay for it. But they're progressive beyond that. And this is where the inmates begin to run the asylum. It's just like the Speaker of the House is AOC, whether you like it or not, Nancy. The bill signed by Governor Kate Brown will give students the ability to take up to 5 excused absences in a 3-month span for mental health reasons. Haley Hardcastle, 18, said she and other student activists, high school activists. Wonder how her grades are. I'm just curious. Said she and other students were partly motivated by the youth-led movement that followed the shooting at Marjorie Stoneman. What? Look, if you have something, a tragedy of that scope, which, by the way, was reported one way and one way only by the media for the most part. We had, you recall Lisa, my friend, who was a teacher at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. We had her on the air at least 3 times after that shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And she was livid. No coverage whatsoever was being given to parents who didn't buy into, oh, we got to take all guns away. This is why it's the gun that did it. Not a student that the Broward sheriff and his team paid 39 visits to. And didn't find it necessary to, like, keep an eye on him or give him, not a criminal record, but at least take him into custody on some of the stuff that was going on so they could figure out what his problem was. So he was a festering cancer mentally, and then it all came out on one horrible day. But the parents, who did not see gun confiscation as the answer to that, were given absolutely no publicity. The parents who wanted the sheriff of Broward County fired were given no, very little, minimal exposure. Maybe on national shows like Hannity and stuff. So that event now has students, we were inspired by Parkland in the sense that it showed us that young people can totally change the political conversation.
Totally.
Just like those movements, this bill is something completely coming from the youth. Additionally, the issue of mental health among youth is particularly salient in Oregon, as suicide is the second leading cause of death in the state among those aged 10 to 34.
Good Lord.
I think that is a lot bigger than mental health days. It sounds like, think about some of the goofballs you went to school with at the lower end of your class, okay? Mm-hmm. I can think of them. You know,
why don't you just call them personal days? Like, if you're a student, you get 5 personal days. Because calling them mental health days, like, what's the criteria for mental health?
I don't think there is one. I just need a day. So give it to me.
I've been in those moods, but if I have to work that day, I work that day. And then on Saturday, I don't do anything. And I'm very much an introvert. I understand the idea of wanting to be by yourself and have a day to yourself. But, yeah, I mean, it's Oregon. They can do what they want.
Some of the comments on this, it's from thehill.com, so it's a national website carrying this story. A school whose curriculum is so weak that skipping a few days makes no matter, is a school that will graduate mediocre citizens. There's another one that says, suck it up, rub some dirt in it, walk it off. I thought guns kill people and mental issues aren't really a thing. Well, that's a lot of what we heard, or didn't hear, or weren't allowed to hear from parents who did not want their Second Amendment rights abridged by this.
So essentially every 3 months people can take a week off? 5 days.
5 days every 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of time in a school year. Here's a question in the thread that says, does anyone think a day off will hurt anything? And the first answer says, yes, it pushes the victim mentality rewarded by schools. I'm not a victim if I get a mental health day. I'm a victim if I don't. From the other side of the coin, contrary to popular belief, an education doesn't have to hurt. Instead of students making up some reason to take a day off to decompress, give them the opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, people did this before. It's called playing hooky, or, you call in sick. Whatever. It's like, hey, we got more important things to do than sit in your stupid classrooms for a day. Taking my kid out. Like, that stuff happens. I just don't understand the mental health mantle on this at all. Because I think some people's condition, depending on what it is, can be worsened by staying home alone and not doing anything. Some people need to be more active. So, I don't know.
I think part of the problem here is some just don't know what to do with their free time.
Yeah.
And because of technology, many are alone. They're becoming incapable of functioning with other people in a social environment. I mean, I've always seen that as one of the big aspects of the high school experience. As you're growing up, you got to talk to girls.
Yeah.
Get along with your buddies.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of work through things. It's a learning experience on many levels above and beyond what's in a book. But I'm going to post this on Facebook in a moment because it'll give you a real insight on the thinking of the people in Portland, Oregon.
I mean, I don't think it's necessarily a bad argument to say, not just for students, but the entire American population, if we had a little bit more time off, I think it would probably be a good thing for quality of life. I think it would. We tend to, in America, we become more productive based on technology, whatever it is. Business models become more productive. And it makes us say, oh, we can work more now. Whereas, I mean, compared to the rest of the world, the Western developed world, I'm not advocating that you get 2 months off. I'm saying the average American does not take a vacation very often.
No, this is true. As a matter of fact, I saw a study last week that said Americans last year used 51% of their available vacation time.
So even when it's a cultural thing, it's not a policy thing to me. Even when you're offered the time, like you're offered enough time off and you hardly ever take it.
I have 4 weeks a year.
Yeah, and you don't take 4 weeks.
The sick days, whatever's in the Creedence Bluewater Revival Broadcasting Company manual. And my ethic is one that says, unless, and this is the way it is, unless I'm running a fever, I'm here.
Well, that week up in Saratoga Springs, New York, for my brother's wedding, that was the first week I took off in 8 years. It was good for me.
Yes.
But also, I felt, especially as the week began, like I'm missing out. I should be there.
This week I spent that's been almost 3 weeks now that I was in Florida with Janelle, was a combination of, you know, helping her, seeing how she's doing. And we had a great time. But part of that week was also me waking up and going, duh, I don't feel like doing anything at the moment. And being okay with that. Sometimes we guilt trip ourselves too, you know, if we just don't feel like doing something. So I found that to be very much like what you were describing with the week you took in New York. JD, we're going to take your call in just a moment. Boy, they are busy at Masterphone. It's the summer heat, and people are getting electric bills that are jaw-droppingly high, and learning that insulation is one way to cut those down and cut them down fast. Call Wade Cannon at Masterphone and find out how you can start saving. Seriously, this is a product that does pay for itself. That's not even in question. And the savings you'll get on electricity. Rick Clark said, good insulation like Masterfoam can save 30 to 50%. He would know. He's looking at these situations all the time with Clark's. So it's certainly worth a call to 802-PHONE to find out how Masterfoam can save you real money on your energy costs and prolong the life of your system, too. That's the other benefit. If it doesn't have to work as hard, it's not going to break down and need replacement. Call 802-FOAM, 802-F-O-A-M, Wade Cannon at Masterphone. Please tell them you heard about it here as we welcome JD to the show.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
How are you, man?
Hey, pretty good. I'm going to clear that. As far as college goes, with them having mental health days, I think they deserve, I actually think that they deserve more time off than that. I believe that the less time they spend with some of those nutty professors up in Oregon, the better off they might be, just a little bit. So I'm up for them taking even more time off, because it seems that they go to these colleges and they don't, they go in there young, impressionable kids, and they come out Antifa.
Yeah, that's a good point. Let's see. Is this students in general or high school students? It's not really specific on that. I think this is high school students, and it's because they're connecting it to the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas shooting.
Yes.
All right, so...
when it comes to high school students, they need to find out who's doing all the Facebook bullying, and they always blame the kid and the gun, and, you know, to blame, they did the crime, they did the time, but everybody says, why? And they never boils down to Facebook, because Facebook doesn't do anything wrong. You know, these kids can get bullied all day long on Facebook, and it's okay. But there's only so much. Back in the day, you could just step outside and whoop one another, and it's over, it's done with. It hits the internet, it stays there forever.
All right, I am posting that story on Facebook. I hope some of you will take a moment and look at it and read the comment section. These are real people who really believe this stuff. Thanks for the call. Mental Health Day. I'm blinding. Hey, Joey, when I went to school, it was all about Mr. Krasnowski telling us to wash our dingleberries and important stuff like that.
Yeah. Is that the same guy who made you...
No, that was Mr. Curtin. Wasn't that sick?
The naked pool time?
Well, the whole naked swibbing thing.
Well, it was, you know...
That's taken on an internet life. That doesn't happen anymore in Chicago.
No.
But when I went to Bogan High School, every Wednesday, we just look forward to it. You and 49 other guys.
Just naked swimming together?
Doing laps, doing whatever the coach told. But Curtin was a former Marine. And I think this guy had issues. He was one of those gym teachers that if somebody acted up in any way, 20. What do you mean? 20 what?
20 push-ups.
20 push-ups.
Well, it's not bad.
I'm not saying that's what physical education is for. But he punished the entire swimming class one time by making us walk the edge of the pool on those tiny little tiles on our knees.
Did it traumatize you? Did you need a day or two? Would you have liked a day to recover from that after?
Mental health day?
Yeah.
Actually, I think he's the one that needed the mental health day.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
No, that's twisted. That is sick.
That is weird. That's really weird.
Those little tiles, man, digging into your... Into your knees? Mm-hmm. You don't have a lot of meat there, generally.
No, it's interesting.
I don't like walking on my kneecaps. It was one of those...
Kind of sick mind would do something like this.
The cultural changes, though, are weird. It used to be men and women go swimming together and be in the buff. And then, and I'm talking like the 1700s, 1800s come around, especially the 1800s, the Victorian era, then it's like, no, women can't even be seen in a bathing suit. So we're going to create these things called bathing houses where it's like a freaking horse-drawn cart that drags them out into the ocean. Then they can change into their swimsuit in this like concealed box and then step into the ocean. And now we've kind of gone back to, well, barely wear any clothes on the beach. And we can swim together. But don't you dare try to sell coffee wearing a bikini.
I want you to meet this woman.
I came from Alabama to see some naked people.
Yeah?
Yeah. Let's check traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. For portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning, you can trust Formal Outings.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the 4 o'clock hour. We have a couple of accidents to tell you about. We have one on the Southern Boulevard at Norman Bridge Road, so let's be careful in that area. If you're on the interstates, I-65 is moving along great. I-85 has a jam up at Ann Street. There's an accident there on 85 South at Ann, so watch it in that area. Otherwise, we don't see any big problems. There is a jam up around Taylor Road at East Chase, so be careful in that area. Montgomery Cardiovascular is now located at Festival Plaza Shopping Center. Festival Plaza at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Another great McClinton and Company Development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Former Auburn head coach and U.S. Senate candidate Tommy Tuberville made a stop in the capital city earlier today. He met with voters at the Farmers Market Cafe to talk about his campaign, including changing the way we treat our veterans, improving education, and protecting individual liberty. And happening tonight at 6 in Wetumpka, a public kickoff meeting for the upcoming downtown street construction project. Representatives of the city, the engineer, and the contractor are reviewing the scope of work, discussing the schedule of construction, introducing the site superintendent, and answering questions about the project. Staging starts the last week of July. Plus, a vigil is also happening tonight, honoring 17-year-old Courtney Jones. She was shot to death Sunday night on Hall Street in Montgomery. The vigil is tonight at 6 at Sidney Lanier High School. No arrests have been made so far, but if you have any information on this case, call Crime Stoppers immediately. That number, 215-STOP. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Let's take a moment to visit with Smokin' Otis on the phone.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hey, Smokin'.
You know, Greg, you're just talking about, like, give me 20 push-ups if you misbehave in that class, swimming class.
And walking around the pool naked on our knees. I mean, what kind of
That's what I was about to say, man. I mean, I sure wouldn't want to misbehave on a Wednesday, you know?
No. I mean, and on top of that, what's the view in front of you?
I know,
somebody's,
man.
Butt.
Yeah, butt. But, and not as in conjunction, I'll say.
And no, so nobody was in a big hurry to complete this exercise, because if you walked on your knees too fast, you'd bump. Oh, God, I can't.
Oh, Lord. Greg!
Oh, God.
Greg!
That's horrible.
Sounds like
it's
a built
funny
character,
now, but it's
Greg.
Horrible to be in it, you know?
It was. And plus, I guess because it was public high school, they had enough chlorine. I probably am going to. There's going to be lawsuit advertisements. If you were forced to swim naked in a Chicago public high school pool, you're entitled to damages.
Yeah, suck it up, rub some dirt in it.
Yeah, go down the straw aisle at Winn-Dukes.
Should I play that? Is that what I got to do here?
Yeah, suck it up, Buttercup.
I love it, man. Y'all have a good afternoon, Greg.
All right, I'll do that. I'll do that because I really don't want to deal with the news. We've gotten into that enough.
No, and it is funny. Like, what was the correct era for raising kids? And you look back and you're like, there wasn't a correct era on how to raise kids.
No.
There might have been some excesses we can point to with certain trends, sure. But, man, that's, I think, the number one goal of being a parent. I'm not one yet. Is just don't screw up your kids.
No, that's a very worthy goal.
But it's tough to know how you cannot do that.
Well, you know, there is a trend. I believe eventually the pendulum will swing back. It always does. This helicopter parenting thing, this smothering thing. I mean, our parents kept an eye on us and stuff, but what goes on now is almost ridiculous. Kids are so ill-prepared.
But also, I'm a big believer in something like self-esteem if it's earned. You're just special because you exist. Excuse me. Pardon me. But you're not. What did you do that makes you so special?
I didn't earn that until I was in my 30s, George.
Right? Yeah, I know. You've told me.
Good points. Good points well made by you. So,
and people can be too stringent. I don't know. It's weird. It's also, I think, very individualized and personalized. Some people need that tough love. Some people need to be a little more free range and do what you want. Some people need more structure.
Walking around a pool, though, on your knees.
That's weird.
It really
is. It's odd, yeah. Was he, did he join y'all?
Join!
No. No, he wore his Bogan High School gray gym teacher's, you know,
yeah,
pullover,
mm-hmm,
and his slacks while we did this. God, I hope there aren't
pictures. I'm remembering back to
today, if yeah, with the ease with which people could take pictures of some perversion like that.
I just think back to my own PE classes, and we had some coaches that were great, but there were moments with certain coaches. I remember being in sixth grade, we're in the changing room, and we're in the middle of changing. One of the kids was mouthing off to the coach. He's like, son, if you don't shut up, I'm going to take you by the woodshed and wear your butt out. And the kid's response to that is, you're going to do what to my butt? I'm telling my mom. And the kid wasn't actually freaked out, just was a great smart ass. I mean, so many moments.
You know,
that's got to be the worst class
you
to teach.
You just reminded me of something else I need to play. Eric, my eye?
Yeah, yeah.
What are you going to do?
Well, one of my favorite moments was in high school. We're working on the kickoff return team.
Yeah.
We're on special teams. And we're already, the head coach, you can see, is annoyed. Like, we don't need to do this another time. But the special teams coach is like, my moment. So we're going through this again, damn it. And one kid made some comment, made the other kid laugh when we're in the huddle. And he, like, blows a gasket, this coach does. And he, like, steaming red face, looks at this one kid. What do you think this is, son? Some sort of game? Like, yeah. We do.
See, I got a real problem with coaches at any school level,
mm-hmm,
with this, you know, exploding, frightening behavior.
They understood they didn't have to yell at me. Some kids did need the extra motivation. Though I did. They reprimanded one, like, volunteer coach for giving us a profanity-laced kind of military-style pep talk. You can't say that to the boys. I loved it. It's like, yeah, it's glitter and you know, rough, and, you know. Like, but no, that's not all. That's unseemly.
Right now, many listeners hearing Joey are saying,
what is wrong with you?
Nothing. Sometimes you need a drill sergeant to pep you up.
Want to thank everybody who is helping us cram the van so we can get school supplies to kids so teachers don't have to pay for them out of their pocket. That's a topic above and beyond everything else. Right now, we're just trying to help those who stop by our barrel and Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn, by the way, is open for 35 more minutes. And if you need a new mower and you want to get the best, Exmark is a great brand, and they're offering, they usually have to wait till end of season to get these kind of discounts, $1,000 off, 0%, no payments till April. And then, you know what happens when you make the first payment? Your warranty resets. So you not only get the mower at $1,000 less, pay for it at 0%, you get 22 months of warranty coverage. That's an incredible deal. So the opportunity is now at Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass. Chad Sasser is our guy there. He can answer any questions you have. And take a look at their new showroom, which has everything on display, including the new tractor mowers that are available at Lewis Lawn. 244-9191 is the number. And we love them. Thank you.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Are you ready for some nice changes? The risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms continues this evening before ending, then turning cooler later tonight. Overnight low temperatures 67. Then tomorrow and Thursday, you will feel the difference. Mostly sunny behind the front, lower humidity, comfortable afternoons in the upper 80s, cooler at night, lows in the mid to upper 60s. Now, it won't last long because the humidity starts to creep back by Friday afternoon, maybe a couple of showers around, and then showers and thunderstorms here and there with all the humidity you love over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka. It's our biggest giveaway ever. Play now through Friday, July 26th, and for every 250 base points earned, you'll get one entry into our last chance drawing on July 26th, when you could win a share of $10,000 free play or one of five instant entries into the $1 million grand prize drawing on Sunday, July 28th. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A one-stop truck repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, it's wedding season. That magical time of the year when I have to go to church on my day off. It ain't that I hate love. It's just that I hate weddings. Hell, I hate everything about them. I'm required to wear pantyhose. The iced tea always sucks. People get all huffy if you smoke in the pew during the ceremony. And the whole thing's a big charade anyway. When my cousin got married to her sixth husband, Alejandro, the preacher asked if anyone could think of any reason why they shouldn't get married. And I could think of something, so I stood up and told him. I said, "Your Honor, my cousin is pregnant and she's pretty sure it ain't Alejandro's. And if that thing comes out white as mayonnaise, I'm gonna be the one footing the divorce bill, so maybe they should just wait and see how it all turns out." Well, apparently no one actually wanted to hear what I had to say because I was forcibly removed from the church and my cousin didn't speak to me again. Well, not until her little ball of mayo came out and she needed divorce money. But anyway, happy wedding season, y'all.
I like Menthol Meredith. She must make some good money, too, because she's always bailing people out of trouble.
I know.
4:32, I was going to play Earache My Eye. We were on that whole thing with the naked swimming and the
right
cruel and unusual punishment of having to walk around the pool on her knees.
You going to be okay?
Yeah. No, that's...
I hate to... I think it's my fault that we are revisiting this very traumatic moment in your life. So, I'm sorry, Greg.
No. I don't even remember how it came up. That may change tomorrow, though. Because I'm going to be one of the first to experience neurofeedback.
Mm.
By the way, that it's free. You can learn everything. And then this is for people who have anything from anxiety, ADHD, chronic fatigue, depression, eating disorders, PTSD, Parkinson's, ISIS, which is like ISIS, that's how Barry Barnes, who is the creator of this technology, told us about it this morning, that uses neurofeedback to reset or reorganize the brain.
I'm interested in that, actually.
It's going to be available at Infusion. It's there now, actually. I'm going to do it tomorrow at 9:15.
Yeah, tell me how it is. I'm interested.
It's microcurrents, but what we're talking about currents, we're talking about a small fraction of the electrical current, like in a phone, cell phone. And
it helps the neurons fire, essentially.
Yeah.
And remap pathways.
That could be... I'm looking forward to it.
It's actually the remapping of pathways is some of the genius behind the actual medical studies of psilocybin. You might know it as magic mushrooms. But it helps people sort of reuse or remap different neural pathways.
I've interviewed a lot of unusual people who've done unusual things, Timothy Leary being one.
Oh, yeah. Leary's crazy.
But in person, he was, like, boring. He really was. There was nothing...
No, I think the whole counterculture thing...
I think I was stranger than he was.
Right. I think the whole counterculture thing is a huge disservice to what those substances could have been. And unfortunately, they became, for part of the society, this prohibited, forbidden thing you never do because it's against the law. And then it became also like a party drug cultural symbol to others, where I think those sorts of substances were so powerful, they should have been treated in a much more scientific and serious way. And actually, that's what the government was doing around World War II and in the 50s. There were actually federal government and international studies into those things, and then the whole counterculture drug war thing started in the 60s.
Federal government has also conducted some shameful experiments on people.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've watched God knows how many documentaries on not only the creation, how the atomic bomb came into existence, but... the testing and stuff following its use in World War II, and how many thousands of soldiers were placed very close to where they were getting that blast of wind that the explosion created and the dust that goes with it. That's radiation.
Yeah. But real quick, think about the sponsor we just had on the show today. It was CBD.
Yeah.
It wasn't until 2018... that you get that farm bill that legalizes industrial hemp.
Yeah.
It's a joke. that it took that long, and not just a joke, it's a travesty, because you can hear from personal testimonies and now more studies coming out how much CBD helps people in a less invasive way than all these prescription drugs that have been hawked on us at a high price.
Well, by way of example, you know, we all know that opioids can be very addicting. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about Dr. Awesome here, man. I'm talking about grounded, day-to-day physicians. Yeah. Who will say in certain cases, people with pain, the only thing that's really going to make them comfortable and help them out is pot.
Mm-hmm.
And why should somebody who's over the age of 75 have to look for a pot dealer because our state legislature is so back-asswards, they can't muster the courage to at least sanction the use of medical marijuana. That's very disturbing.
Well, but then the hippies will use it.
Well, hey, guess what? The hippies, those that exist, already use it. That's the thing. It's readily available in a legal market.
Yeah.
So stop making it a liability, a cost for the government trying to stop people, and you know, make a little tax money off of it.
This has certainly been an interesting afternoon, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Covered a lot of ground.
It's just funny how common knowledge and conventional knowledge is so wrong. For so long, and then things change.
Isn't that the case? It really is. 437 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Anyway, the seminar on ISIS neurofeedback is at St. James Church, 6:30 tonight.
So cool.
I'll be there. Mrs. Ritterbuttle, or Mrs. Rutabaga, as Charles Hollis likes to call her, will be there.
I'm looking forward to hear how you find it tomorrow morning.
I understand they attach a couple of nodes to your forehead and
electrodes,
stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm excited about it.
Huh?
This is not, by the way, like shock therapy and some of the other weird stuff that's been done over the years, or walking around on your knees around a swimming pool on tiny tiles.
Oh, you're not going all Joe Kennedy on yourself?
That's one of the most horrible stories.
It really is. Sorry to bring it up.
Well, no, I mean...
it's terrible what he did to his daughter. Yeah.
And Rose did not know. She did not say, yeah, this is our only hope. He just went and did it.
Yeah.
He was not a good man. Was also one of those who was rather palsy with Adolf Hitler prior to World War II. That's why Roosevelt had to bring him back from London. Amazing stuff. We offer all kinds of amazing things here. You have had the miracle of LASIK.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, when you talked about that, the thing that touched me the most was how you didn't know that you could see the detail in trees and things like that from a distance.
More vivid colors. It's remarkable.
A lot of folks who have had LASIK, they call it HD vision, which is true. When, you know, and the recovery time is just about zero. From the procedure itself, when everything comes into crystal clear focus for the first time, it is mind-boggling. I wish I could have it. I wish I didn't have to clean my glasses 20 times a day and look for them and break them and have to buy new readers and all this crap. But unfortunately, my vision issue is not one that can be fixed with a LASIK procedure, but Montgomery Eye doesn't cost a penny to at least find out if it can. Call 272-2020, make an appointment to see the refractive surgery counselor, and find out if, in fact, LASIK is not an option for you. And once it is, time to think about it. If you need to finance part of the procedure, you can do that with Care Credit for qualified customers. And they'll be happy to work on that part of it for you. And probably the most experienced team of board-certified corneal specialists anywhere, certainly here and state of Alabama, guys that rank on a national basis, Dr. Swan and Shin, who, in addition to LASIK, are involved in any number of other corneal-type procedures, and I just get nothing but rave reviews about those two men. 272-2020, if you'd like to, you know, to make that appointment to see the refractive surgery counselor, again, no charge, or just learn more by visiting them online at onlinemep.com. Hitting the traffic dungeon next with Mr. Balaki.
Montgomery Skywatch moving our way through the middle of the 4 o'clock hour, and things look pretty good out on the roadways for this time of the afternoon. The boulevard is really busy, so watch yourself around the intersections. We don't have any hang-ups on the interstates. They're up at a speed limit ride. The 31s look great this afternoon as well. Let's just be careful as we head on out for the afternoon. For just 10 cents, a thin dime, and your good credit, you can drive away in anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Find a dime in the couch and then get your ride at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Are you ready for some nice changes? The risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms continues this evening before ending, then turning cooler later tonight. Overnight low temperatures 67. Then tomorrow and Thursday, you will feel the difference. Mostly sunny behind the front, lower humidity, comfortable afternoons in the upper 80s, cooler at night, lows in the mid to upper 60s. Now, it won't last long because the humidity starts to creep back by Friday afternoon, maybe a couple of showers around, and then showers and thunderstorms here and there with all the humidity you love over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
From the Fox Business Network, plans by U.S. trade officials to travel to China for high-level trade talks lifting the Dow today, as did stronger-than-expected second-quarter results from Coca-Cola and United Technologies, with the Dow rising 177 points, the Nasdaq up 47, S&P 500 up 20, and shares of Chipotle Mexican Grill rising close to 4%, and the extended session after reporting second-quarter profits above Wall Street expectations and tweaked higher its guidance for the year. In response to the growth of online shopping and pressures for speedy delivery, United Parcel Service is branching out with its drone deliveries and adding thousands of new spots where customers can pick up packages. The delivery giant is adding 12,000 new locations inside CVS, Michaels, and Advance Auto Parts stores. Also starting next year, UPS will offer pickup and delivery services 7 days a week, including Sunday. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super PolyGrip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
PolyGrip!
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing. The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
PolyDent!
Hi, folks. Rusty here, and everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Mr. Electric ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Mr. Electric. Mr. Electric, we have the power to make things better. donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Mr. Electric and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is National Vanilla Ice Cream Day. Not to be confused with Vanilla Ice Day or Milli Vanilli Day, which used to be a holiday but got revoked when the Grammys pulled their award.
All right, I'm going to put the suck it up thing, bit. That'll be after we talk to Brent next hour. Because we're running out of space here. We really are, which is, kind of cool. We've had a lot to talk about. But there was an article I saw earlier today, and Joey just brought it up when we were talking during the break. And I will let you do the setup on this, because this is what's coming to America if the progressives get their way. This is another erosion of freedom.
So there is a biological male. Yeah, it's one of those stories, folks, named Jonathan Yaniv in British Columbia, Canada. Now going by as a trans woman, Jessica Yaniv.
But Jessica still has
the male genitalia,
yeah.
The pillar and the stones, apparently. And recently, because the legislature in that part of the world has defined the right of gender expression, quote unquote, it's allowed Yaniv, this person, to wreak havoc on, 16 British Columbian waxologists. Now, these women who wax people for a living, it's a modest living, and they only do it for women. But now that Jonathan, now declared as Jessica, has the right to gender expression, essentially is suing and bringing the law to bear against these women who refuse to wax his stones. It's absurd.
There are progressives, though, who will compare this to separate water fountains and things from that era.
Here's my position on this, Greg. If Jonathan wants to declare herself, I'll even refer to her as herself, as Jessica, while keeping the pillar and the stones. I don't have a problem with it. But let's still admit that you have the pillar and the stones. And also, in this article I'm just now perusing, the waxologists say, not to get too technical here, but when you're waxing a woman down there, you need a certain type of product. And when you're waxing a man, you need a different type of product. Products we don't offer. So, honestly, us refusing to do it isn't just, a taste thing. It's also protecting your equipment.
But the government is intervening here.
Right.
Or he's filed a lawsuit. There shouldn't be any confusion about this. Like you said, if Jonathan, that's the name?
Yeah. If Jonathan, now Jessica.
If he wants to be addressed as a female, fine. It really doesn't matter what I think. I don't have a problem with that. But no woman should be forced to deal with male genitalia if she doesn't want to do that.
Well, and also, here's another angle. A mother...
It's almost like a form of rape in a way.
It's a mother and a business owner was forced to end her Brazilian waxing business after being taken to the British Columbia Human Rights Tribunal for refusing to wax a transgender woman's male genitalia. That's an actual sentence, folks. Marcia da Silva, who is an immigrant from Brazil, operated the business out of her home where her small children also live. Da Silva claimed she refused to perform the procedure on the claimant, Yaniv, due to safety concerns raised by her husband and alleged harassment on Yaniv's part, and not because of the claimant's identity. So not only is this person, it'd be one thing if this was like the most polite transgender woman in the world. That's not the case here.
No.
This is somebody acting out and performing quite a role. And it's just, at a certain point, it's, really?
It's interesting. A lot of the people that are behind this, I mentioned a few weeks back, the number of lawsuits the Boy Scouts of America are facing because the whole issue of why shouldn't gay men be allowed to be scout leaders. Now, I'm not saying all gay men are predators.
Right.
Not at all.
No.
But these are the same people who have been all over the Catholic Church and the priests who used that position of power to satisfy a sick and very deeply rooted sexual lust. So on one hand, well, because they hate religion anyway, their God is their ideology.
Mm-hmm. And they're playing God, essentially.
Well, but yeah. Because really, they're better than the rest of us. That's the prejudice that's built into all of this garbage. They are. They know more than we do. They're smarter than we are. And everything that we suggest is for your own good, stupid. So just listen to us and we'll take care of the rest.
And that's always, and I'm deadly serious here, it's a fine line to when you rightfully worship something bigger and beyond you that you could barely understand, something like, you know, showing deference to God and then playing God. And sometimes people, you know, worship false idols. My only requirement, politically speaking, is play God on yourself and by your on your own terms. Don't force other people into this. It wreaks unrealistic, just unwarranted havoc, and it's done it for thousands of years, people trying to play God over one another.
Some people are fighting back on the... Now, here, what was the name of the college? I shouldn't have trouble remembering it, but what matters about the story is something happened, and this bakery did not want to bake a cake for some occasion.
It's in Colorado, right?
No, that's a different case. This is somewhere on this side of the country. We can look it up and find it pretty easily. Some campus activists, I guess they don't have, they're so smart they don't need to be studying or preparing for exams or working on a term paper. Mm-hmm. Some activists decided that this bakery was racist. And it went to court. The bakery sued, outraged at this baseless charge. There was no reason for them to have this label, and won $43 million from the school because the school can't control students. This is the kind of thing that can hopefully temper this nonsense, where somebody gets a hair up, a wild hair, and okay, we're going to just call them racist. It's already at the point where the word racist means absolutely nothing. Everything is racist. Everything that is, that's got a, it's all racist.
Well, and I'm hoping people, and it doesn't mean you have to be like reading Ludwig von Mises and Murray Rothbard and Milton Friedman and all these great libertarian minds. But I hope people on the right and the left start understanding just a libertarian disposition. If it's not picking my pocket or breaking my leg, if I'm not harming persons or property, what business is it of mine? And then combine that with just active community engagement that doesn't require the government actually caring for others. Hey, and maybe doing it without tooting your own horn. Look at all these people I'm helping. I mean, that sort of disposition, I think, actually gets us to a good place. And I hope, and I think it's already happening, there is a backlash. That it maybe doesn't have to happen in court rulings with $43 million rewards and damages. But I think there are enough people in the country that are getting a little fed up from whatever different perspective. Reading online, people who have been Democrats who are now been kicked off the team. I think there are a lot of people on the right kind of trying to find their home. And I think the libertarian disposition doesn't mean exact policies, just generally freedom.
I want to get back to this story after we talk to Brandt, because I want to get the specifics on it. But this was a group that said, no, we're not going to take this. We're not going to let you do this to us. Fought back and won an enormous amount of money. Now, the sad part is that the people that fund that institution, beyond the taxpayers, of course, the legacy?
The alumni donor. People with, like, their names on the bricks and stuff.
Yeah, that's coming out of their pockets. The bakery is not looking to settle. They'll fight it all the way. And they have, I guess, received funding help from the public, just like the Colorado folks did, and the one in Oregon, too. You know, $370,000 fine, yeah, you can get away with less for doing murder and other felonies, but refusing to bake a cake because it goes against your religious beliefs, that kind of stuff that we just talked about with this Pillar and Stones deal in Canada. That's coming here. So is being arrested for a Facebook post. So is a minister being held, you know, hauled out of his pulpit because he is his religious beliefs conflict with the accepted ideology.
Well, and just to tie a bow in that story from British Columbia, it wasn't just the one woman and mother from Brazil, Da Silva, had to shut down her waxology business. It was 16 other women this transgender person has gone to and hauled in front of the Human Rights Tribunal in Canada. And most of them, again, are immigrants with English as a second language. This is ridiculous.
It really is. It really is. It's disgusting, too. We got a little issue at home. I don't want to air our laundry, but my chair has been appropriated by Mr. Bitterbottle. It's a great chair. You've been to the house. You know those nice soft
did you did it. You leave it vacant?
Did I leave it what?
Vacant.
No. I mean, it was there. She just moved it. Aren't you supposed to ask your spouse?
Well, I'm not getting in the middle of that.
So, you know, we used to have a nice little furniture store in Prattville that we got all our stuff from, but they closed. And I really had a place, or need to go to one, actually. But now we have Kaiser Fine Furniture. And I took a walk through, and Mrs. Bitterbutter will be going there to find herself a chair for her special room. She's got her own special room. I got my own special room at the house. We each have our own thing. I got my place to write. She's got her place to... She's very... You know what she's in a way? Kind of like Terry Adams, because she's always looking into things. She's always... That's what she does with a lot of her spare time, and I encourage that. Kaiser Fine Furniture is at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. Bring a good pair of shoes. There is a lot to see. The selection is huge. The prices are great. And it's really just a few minutes out of Montgomery on 231. So if you'd like to call ahead, call 272-3164. That's Kaiser, K-Y-S-E-R, Fine Furniture. They got a nice Facebook page. We will share that. And I hope next time you have a need, you'll save your marriage at Kaiser Furniture. John, good afternoon.
Yes, Greg.
Yes.
Oh, no, I just wanted to give a little more details about the story you were talking about earlier, the $44 million settlement.
Oh, yeah.
And, well, the situation, I can't remember the name of the college. I saw it on Ingram Angle. But the situation is they had some students stole from the store wine and some other products, and they detained them. And they just pursued, reported them to police and didn't drop the charges. And the campus on people wanted to count them as racist for doing that.
Oh.
And one of the dean of students organized students to actually protest the business. And not only that, the business had done business with the college for over 100 years, and they got the college to cut off their contact with them. And then this went on for a couple of years, and they literally went bankrupt keeping their employees still working while they had protesters. And it's, you know, they had a business that not only their family but others, and pretty much lost just about everything until this lawsuit. And the college has not apologized. In fact, they're still fighting that. Anyway, just a few other things.
Thank you. I appreciate the insights on that. The campus activists had nothing else to do. And the campus activists, I hope they're the ones that get stuck paying the tab. Be nice. Well, got to run, man. It's almost 5 o'clock. Right. We got Fox
Thank
News
you, Greg.
Coming up next. Brant McDonald will join us. It was a nice day on the markets. We'll find out what everybody was happy about.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs.